And welcome back to the Coffee, Cake, and Kegels podcast. I'm your host, Stacey. I have my coffee, I don't have any cake, and I may or may not be performing Kegels while I am creating this episode. You could leave that up to your imagination. And if you're a lady out there, we should always be Kegling. So I wanted to hop on because this has been weighing on me. Not weighing on me, but I guess it's just been something that I've wanted to talk about. And it's 2023. I'm sure it's going to be a Taylor Swift song at some point, right? So it was a hard friggin' year. It was a hard year. And I wanted to talk about it because there are other people I know that feel the same way. So if you're feeling that 2023, you were like good riddance, you have every right to feel that way because it was rough. And from an astrological point, and I am no astrologer, although I have sitting next to me the only astrology book you'll ever need, which is a godsend, by the way. I could link it in the notes of the episode if you're ever interested to learn more about astrology. It is the Astrology Bible, written by Joanne Martine Woolfolk. So I will link it. And if you're interested to learn, you could literally learn how to create your own chart. It's great. Anywho, I digress. From an astrological point, 2023 was a year of just a lot of struggle. And when I say struggle, you know, we have to take it with a grain of salt because our soul is here for lessons. It wants to learn, you know, all that, yada, 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 right? So, and I'm totally being sarcastic when I say it that way, but it is true. Our soul signed up for this life and the lessons that we're learning. And the whole point is to learn the lesson so we don't have to continue making the same mistakes. I mean, if I could tell you how many times I've made the same mistakes, I don't know. So this 2023 was, you know, there were so many planets in retrograde, and retrogrades are not a bad thing. They're a time of learning. They give us some struggles so we could learn from them and become the best versions of ourselves, right? So either we could take those lessons and grow, or we could take those lessons and become bitter. So 2023, for me in particular, was a very dark year, difficult, heavy. I have had so many enlightening moments around relationships with friends, with family. It was just like a lightning bolt of information coming through in so many angles. And one specifically, like, that started off the year was my health and learning that I had lupus. I found out in February of 2023. So we had just like stepped into the new year, and you know, new year, new me, all that BS, right? And this is the year I'm going to heal, or whatever we want to put to it. And bam, lupus and all of these imbalances in my body. And you know, after all the hard work I do, after how I help other people, then I question, like, how could I be helping others if I can't even help myself? You know, all that imposter syndrome stuff, which I did a whole episode on. Just all of these different feelings and beliefs, like, that's what they are. They're beliefs, you know, knocking on the door, like, hello. And so all of these things, like, came forward. Full steam ahead. I didn't even have a chance to breathe. That's how I felt. And I don't know if you can relate to that, because it was one of those years, like, where you are underwater and you're waving your hand up for a lifeline and no one is actually grabbing your hand. And you learn from that experience. You're on your own. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a way of utmost healing, because we oftentimes, and I know myself, have looked outside of myself for support, for help, to fix me. And that's exactly what I did in 2023 when I went to a functional doctor and put my faith and my trust in her to heal me. And in turn, I learned that she was a narcissist. And I learned, this was the year, 2023 was like the year of the narcissist for me. I mean, it was just the year of uncovering behaviors, personality traits. And I'm like, I don't want to be a part of anyone like this. I just don't, not anymore. I don't have the, I just don't have the space for it. So I worked for this doctor. She literally love bombed me. And it's crazy because I fell for it. And I really was mad at myself. I'm like, I am pissed at myself that, hello, I worked in the field of mental health. I counsel people now. I have experienced the behaviors of a narcissist, but I couldn't see it coming. Come on. But I also have to keep in mind that I was so wrapped up in how I was sick. And I'm using air quotes when I say it because we are more than our disease. Like, we are so much more than that. And if you always identify with whatever it is that you have, like whether it be addiction, you know, hi, my name is Stacy, I'm an addict. No, you're more than that. That's a piece of you, you know, and it's not the forefront of who you are that you need to tell everybody as soon as you meet them. Like, hi, I'm an addict, or hi, my name is Stacy, I have lupus. Or, you know, like when you see somebody or you meet someone for the first time, they're not like, hi, my name is Brad, I have cancer, you know? So it's like, we can't continuously identify with a sickness because then we become it. We literally become so entangled with it that we can't heal from it. And that's the shit that blew my mind this year, that I was like, oh my God, I am so lupus like that. I can't get better. I cannot get better. And so I literally just realized all these things about, I was working for the doctor. I realized she's a narcissist. She was demeaning at times. I would be working with a patient and having these aha moments like, oh, it could be this, it could be that. Like, they're just moments of that. And I would tell her and she would basically, in a very nice way, put me down, and then like a very condescending way. And then I find out that she told the patient the same thing I did and was treating the patient now for that. Like, it was just a lot of stuff like that going on. She had lied about me, basically in a way stealing from her, not money, but time, just crazy stuff. Like, I'm like, what? You know, so, and even the work environment was toxic. The people who worked there were toxic. It was just toxic. And I'm like, you know what? I can't be here anymore. It's not helping me on an emotional level. It's not helping me on a mental level. And on a physical level, I felt sicker than I've ever felt when I started working there. So I know it was almost like this exchange of energy happening, almost like a life-sucking experience. Not to mention the traffic was awful because I live down by the Jersey Shore and the summers here are horrific with traffic. I'm sure like any shore town, anyone who lives in a shore town or even in a busy city could relate to horrific traffic. So a drive that should have taken me 48 minutes would take me almost 2 hours to get home at night. And I just, you know, and now you have joint pain, you have severe fatigue, you know, all these different things. I was having horrific symptoms, even with my eyes. I couldn't see. My eyes were getting blurry. I was having like literally back to back to back bouts of pink eye. Just eye inflammation. It was just a nightmare. So I decided that, you know what? I am leaving here. And I'm leaving here for my health. And that's all she needed to know. She didn't need to know it was my mental health. She didn't need to know it was my physical health or my spiritual health. I just said, I'm leaving. And I have to tell you, the weight that was lifted off of me in doing so, it was an act of self-love. you know, of course, my husband was supportive and on board. And so I decided to put my energy and my focus into my own practice because I had kind of let it go to the wayside. You know, I had my few clients and then I wasn't taking on any other clients and I just completely lost focus of my business that I was building for my future, for my family. And I completely stepped away from it. And you can't grow something if you're not nourishing it, right? So, you know, you have to water what you want to grow. And you have to give it sunlight. And you have to give it love and attention. And so I decided that this is an act of self-love. I'm leaving a job that I'm not truly happy in. And I'm really not of help in the capacity I could be. Of course, she had said to me, I want you to do some counseling here, aside from health stuff. I want you to do some counseling. I want you to do energy work. And I'm like, you're not going to pay me for what I do. You know, so that was another factor. And I'm like, I'm not staying here working for you when I have my own business. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So it was a weight lifted off of my shoulders. And guess what started to happen? I started to feel better. Shocker. So I started to have less and less symptoms. But I did still continue to have flares and other symptoms arose, like pain in my hands that I never had severe pain in my hands. It was crippling where I couldn't open doorknobs and everything. I couldn't, you know, I haven't been able to open jars for a long time because I was a kickboxer. We did own a kickboxing gym. I definitely have spoken about this in other episodes. So if you're new to this podcast, I was a gym owner. My husband and I owned a kickboxing gym and I would teach, my husband and I taught the majority of the classes there. And so, you know, I would sometimes wrap my hands to punch the bag. Sometimes I wouldn't wrap my hands. Sometimes I wear gloves. Sometimes I wouldn't wear gloves. And so now I have arthritis in my hands. So, I mean, it's been kept under, you know, it's been kept at bay for a very long time, but in one of the flares that I had in particular, it really reared its ugly head and it was debilitating pain that I've never experienced before. And of course it scared me. It put me into this fear state. Like I am spiraling. I am not getting better. I shouldn't have left the doctor because I had access to her and working with her. I had access to bloods. I would run my own labs. Like, of course all these things run through your head. Like I shoulda. And I was like, dude, you need to calm down. Take it down a notch. You're ridiculous. So I did have to rein it in. And in doing so, I said, let me get back to my spiritual practices. Let me get back to all the things I was putting on the back burner because I was exhausted from this other job. I felt like I was being drained, like I said, emotionally, physically, mentally. And when you work for a narcissist, you are being drained because that's what they love to do is steal your life force, right? So I just felt, you know, I'm like, no, I'm going to get back to meditation. I'm going to get back to prayer because I had let that all kind of go. Honestly, I'm just going to be straight with you because what's the point not? And I'm always trying to be as transparent as possible. I was in a woe is me mindset. Why me? Why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. I do good in the world. You know, I don't deserve this. And then I was like, why not you? And I realized something too, that my soul has taken on this role of, you know, like wanting to experience struggle to grow, to help others. And I realized that, you know, like my purpose in life is to truly help others through things I've been through. And I think this podcast is a really good example of that, you know, because it's a lot of my life stories. It's not, you know, stories from other people, even though I love when I have guests, but it's a lot of what I've been through. And just from people who've reached out, I know that it has helped others. And so, and I've said this before, but this year, 2023, it was like I got hit over the head with a pan. And it was like, ding, oh, okay. And I really had to sit back and realize, like, okay, this is it. So aside from all the health stuff, I really like leaned in to just listening to my body. Even certain foods I was eating that I'm like, or foods that I wasn't eating, because I'm like, oh, no, can't have that. It's not good for autoimmune. I leaned in and I'm like, can I eat this? Should I eat this? And I would get a yes. And I would eat it. And guess what? No repercussions. I didn't get joint pain. I didn't feel sick. Nothing was wrong. I ate it. I enjoyed it. And I moved the F on with my day. And even in doing that, those tiny little things, like, I don't know if you ever do that, but ask yourself, what should I have today? Like, when you wake up in the morning, what do you feel like eating? You know? What are you in the mood for? Listen to your body, because when we listen to our body, again, it's another act of self-love. Like, I hear you. We're so disconnected from our mind. Like, our mind and body is so disconnected, right? Like, think about it, and I'll give you a really good example of this. And it's a form of disassociation, but let's say you had a really super stressful day and, you know, you now obviously, like, you're in fight or flight, right? You come home from work, you quickly down your food. Like, you're not even realizing you're chewing, like if you're chewing or not, whatever, you're just inhaling food. And then you go, you plop yourself on the couch, and then you're like mindlessly scrolling. Did you ever stop and ask your body, like, what do you need right now? What do you need from me? I bet you it wouldn't say, I need to be on the couch scrolling. Because what you're doing is you're disconnecting your mind now from your body. Your mind is going off into a foreign land of social media, completely disassociated with whatever happened that day, whatever you're really feeling, you're just zoned out. And your body is still stuck in fight or flight. It's not changing. It's, you know, because you're not really leaning in and you're not asking, what do you need from me right now? So that's a really great way to get into practice, to start asking yourself, like, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need at this moment? You know, it might be to lay down. It might be a walk. You'd be surprised. You know, your body wants to move. And I challenge you to do that. So in any case, I started doing this. And I realized, like, wow, I'm starting to feel safe. I'm starting to feel safe. Okay, I like this. And, you know, I would get a little flare up. And instead of going into complete fear, oh my God, everything is getting worse. The world is ending. I should just end it now. Instead of getting into that mindset, I leaned in. And I asked, why am I having this flare up? Why are my hands hurting so much? And I got answers. And so the point being is that I learned to take my power back in 2023 in all directions of time and space. I am no longer going to cave and live in fear. You know, and it's funny because during the pandemic, right? Like, and you know, you guys, if you know, if you've been listening, you know, like, I was in a fear state. Like, I was crazy scared. I was like, I'm gonna die. And, you know, after living through that, I'm like, I will never live in fear again. Like, you could come at me with a syringe and tell me there's a virus in it and you're gonna stab me with it. And I'd be like, okay. You know, I'm just not living in fear anymore at all whatsoever. But yet when it comes to my health, I'm like, oh my God, Oh my God. And then I'm like, okay, so where does this, what is this fear really telling me? That I'm afraid of dying. I don't want to die. You know? And then I'm like, okay, but there's beauty in death. There's beauty in crossing over. And I don't know. I just had all these like thoughts just kept coming to me. And it's like, but you don't need to be afraid. And you're not going to die. So just simmer down, you know? And I finally was able to, honestly, I started to feel safe in my body. And I haven't felt like that in a long time. So that was my health realizations. You know, I still do all the health things, but I don't, you know, if I don't take a supplement, like let's say I'm doing a protocol for detoxing and I miss a day, I'm not like, oh my God, I missed a day, where I used to be like that. I'm like, okay, tomorrow's a new day. No big deal. It doesn't mean you're going backwards, you know? So I don't know. Just all these health realizations. And it's helped me work with clients too, because we can ease in. We don't have to attack everything at once. You know, we can ease in and look and see what really needs to be worked on first, what doesn't, leave the rest for later, you know, and just move forward in our lives. So those were the things I learned regarding health in 2023. Now relationships. And this is a tough one really to even talk about because it's family. But I realized something this year as well. I will no longer engage. And I did engage because I was triggered, and our triggers, you know, being triggered is not a bad thing, right? Being triggered shows us what we still need to work on. And I know I'm always going to be working on shit because, hell, I mean, there's no end to a healing journey. There's no end. And if you think you got to the end of it, you're wrong. And I hate to be like, so, you know, well, who does she think she is by saying that? You're never ending a healing journey. There's always something to work on. And if you're not looking at yourself and going inward, and you're not working with your shadow and your ego, you're not really going to heal the parts of you that need work. You know, when people say things like, well, I'm a good person, and I always, you know, blah, 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 all these different things, these comments. Are you? What makes you a good person? Write a list, you know, or where do you think there might be areas in your life where you hold judgment? And I'm not sitting here saying I don't judge, because I have judged, but I'm trying to live a life where I'm not so quick to judge others. And I realized something about my family. I love my family, of course. I love my mom and dad. I love my sisters. I love all my nieces, my nephews. I love everyone. But some people live a life of judgment. And I realized this year that I can't be around it anymore. Especially when they could say they were perfect, but they weren't. And everyone else kind of knows that. And I know it's, you know, hard to admit when you have done wrong, but I can't be around that anymore in my life. And I feel like as well, my children have been somewhat affected. So I'm really trying to keep this to myself and not bring in other people, but growing up, I never felt safe. I never felt seen, and I did not feel heard, and I did not feel safe. I definitely suffered from some neglect and abandonment issues. Even though my parents were there, and I think I've said this on other episodes, my parents were physically present. My parents gave me everything. So I always had material support, financial support. but I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel like I was seen and heard. I also, like I mentioned earlier, but I also didn't feel truly supported. Now, my parents are from a generation and time where you didn't tell your kids you're proud of them. You know, you told your kids you love them every now and then. You know, I get it. They weren't very like huggy, lovey-dovey. And that's okay. Listen, I don't blame my parents. They were raised in a certain time and space where you didn't talk, you didn't think, you didn't speak, you didn't feel, you know? So I totally get it. These closed family systems were so prevalent then. And they're, I mean, a lot of family systems are like that still today. But I think that the generations like Gen Xers and Gen Z and the like these other generations are a little bit more open to healing. And so we're a little bit more aware, I think, to millennials, like just a little bit more aware of emotions and feelings and spiritual and emotional growth of a human being. So it wasn't like that back then. And if it was parents who were probably hippies and things like that, you know, maybe, maybe not, I don't know, but I don't blame my parents. However, my children have expressed to me that they don't feel comfortable around certain people in the family. And to me, that is a child saying, I don't feel safe. I'm not saying it's they're at risk for anything like abuse or anything like no sexual abuse or anything like that. But to me, that's their nervous system saying, I don't feel safe. I don't feel comfortable. Something is making me feel off when I'm in this person's company. And, you know, when I was a child, we lived in a 3-family home for like the earlier part of my life till I was about 9, and then we moved to another home where I lived with cousins who had no issues putting their hands on you, no issues reprimanding you and yelling at you as if you were their child and you weren't. Not that it's appropriate to yell at a child like that in any way, even if it is your child. So, you know, I had an uncle, well, he was a cousin, but we called him uncle. He slapped me in my face because I rode my bicycle. And we had like a gravel, part of our driveway was gravel. And I was riding my bicycle and I hit a piece of the gravel, a piece. So a piece of rock went like shooting across the yard. And he was sitting there and he became irate and enraged. And he got up and he made me come over to him. And he's like, did you see what you did? And screaming at me. And then he slapped me in my face. Like, I did not feel safe around certain people growing up, and I will be damned if my children feel that way. And it doesn't matter to me if it's a slap, if it's a word, name calling, none of it. I will not allow it in my children's lives. It is my job to protect them as their mother. And it is my job to make them feel seen, heard, safe, and to help regulate their nervous system or teach them how to regulate their nervous system. And I just will not allow it in my life anymore. And that was really difficult for me to see this year. It was really, really hard. It did separate me from my family. And the holidays were very sad, honestly. Christmas, Thanksgiving was very sad. Christmas was sad. And then things started to shift. And I realized that, first of all, holidays are what you make them, you know? And you don't have to necessarily celebrate Christmas just because it's on Christmas. Because with my husband's family, we have Christmas a completely different day with them. And you know what? It's always a great time. So it doesn't have to be that day. It doesn't have to be so regimented or necessarily traditional. You can make your own traditions. You can create all new memories. And it doesn't have to be the way it was because you grew up this way, right? So just so many eye-opening things happening in 2023. And then even with a friendship,
just realizing things about certain people, and you're like, you know, we don't vibe. We just don't vibe. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make the other person a bad person. But there's just things you see, and you're like, I don't think this is for me anymore. And it's okay to do that. And it's okay to feel that way. People come into our lives for a reason, a season, and a lesson, or a lesson. And I wholeheartedly believe that. Of course, you know, now I probably sound like, oh my God, Stacey probably has like no friends. I have close friends, maybe three, I can count. Super close, that I could tell them anything, that I know they won't be judgmental. One knows me since I'm fifth grade, one knows me since I'm freshman in high school, and the other one knows me maybe the last, I would say, I don't know, 10 years. And those are my core people. And then I have other friends too that I chat with who I know I could trust also. You know, a friend I just reconnected with after a very, very long time. Like, we're loving chatting. I just reconnected with someone from grammar school as well. And thanks, all thanks to like social media. Love chatting. So there's just, I realized that my soul wants people in my life who are working on healing, working on addressing their own judgments, working on addressing, you know, behaviors, patterns, and things of that nature. That's what I want to be surrounded by. And I feel like 2023 kind of helped me become closer to more of my community, of people that I'd like to be around, because I want to learn from them. I want to enjoy their company, but I want to learn from them. I love admiring people's struggles and the journeys they've been through and what they've learned from them. So that's what 2023 brought to fruition for me. Also, it gave birth to new ideas. So even though it was, you know, going through all this stuff and everything, 2023 gave birth to the Wellness Gals. And so I had come up with this idea that I wanted to create a space online where practitioners could come together and be a team and work on clients as a team, focusing on the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. And so I had befriended someone through my integrative health practitioner program. We became friends through TikTok, and she's a lovely person. And I was telling her this, and she's like, oh my God, I would love to do this. I've had similar ideas that I'd like to have a wellness center, but she's obviously not in the same state as me. So we're like all over. And I said, okay, let's do it. So she's great with technology. I am not. So we got together, we interviewed people to be nutritional therapy practitioners, to be part of our team. And we have myself, Kristen, and Olympia, and we are the Wellness Gals. So we have a podcast also. If you want to go give it a listen, it's in the very early stages. We're just like getting to like talking about how we got here and our journey and things like that. And we will be talking all about health. We will have guests, but we're in like the very, very early stages. And of course we have social media, on Instagram, and we have a TikTok, which we haven't really done anything much yet with it. So we're just getting started. But all of these things, I'm trying to think of the word, but all of this stuff, here's another thing, like, right, things and stuff that came about in 2023. So even though it was a year of struggle, even though it was a year of really difficult times and some dark moments, it's almost like it was a phase of a cocoon, like the butterfly going to be reborn in some capacity. And that's what I really feel happened in 2023. So I didn't say good riddance when the year ended, but I did feel relief, because at the same time, I believe it was on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, all the planets that were in retrograde finally went direct. How wild is that? So at New Year's Day, I did a really, I did a nice meditation via Zoom for people who follow me on social media and anyone who wanted to, of course, attend, to just bring in that new energy, that newness feeling. And I really did it because of the retrograde ending, because the real new year is really in the spring. And I'm going to talk about that just for a little bit. So if you didn't know, the real new year is in spring with the equinox. So this is why people in the winter time, right? So like you have the hustle and bustle of the holidays and everything gears up, right? So like you have summer, which is like great, right? Everyone, most people love summer, and some people don't because they don't like the heat or whatever, but summer is like fun. It's like a good time. You feel full of life, right? Because you're getting vitamin D more often than you probably ever do. So you're like full of life, loving it. Yay, everything's great. You're going away. You're going to parties, barbecues, everything. Then it's like summer ends, but you're not sad. You're like, okay, fall's coming. Fall's great. It's crisp, right? We could totally have white girl fall where everyone has a pumpkin latte, which to me are disgusting, but whatever, to each their own. You know, you could wear your Uggs and your stretchy pants and your leggings, whatever, and your scarf wrapped around you, and you go pumpkin picking and you do all the fun things. It's fun, right? It's crisp. It feels new. It's fun. And then you're like, okay, November, Thanksgiving, great eating holiday. And then you go into, oh my God, Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever. And it's like gifts, yay, whatever, parties. And then you go right into like New Year and you're like, woo, party. And then it's like, you hit a brick wall. And this is really when a lot of people who suffer from seasonal depression, it does start earlier than obviously January. It does start earlier, but for people who really suffer from it and feel the thickness of it, it usually is like December, January, February, March. Excuse me. So winter is a time to rest. That is why everything dies. Everything dies. The trees die. The leaves are dead. Everything's dead. Everything goes underground. It goes to sleep. It's dormant. Because when the spring comes, it will be renewed. It comes back to life. And it goes the same for humans. We will live a easier life if we actually followed the way of the seasons. People eat for the season. Some people, you know, if you notice, like, we should be eating foods that are in season. Like, you shouldn't be having watermelon in January. You just shouldn't. It's not even good for your digestion. So, like, the winter comes and all the root vegetables are in abundance, because that's what we're supposed to be eating in the winter months. We're not supposed to be having pineapple, you know? So if we just honed into that little piece, our lives would just be a little bit gentler. And winter is a time to reflect. It's a time to go inward. It's a time to go dark. And when the spring comes, that is truly the new year. It is not January, you know, it's not December 31st and January 1st. It's just, it's not. That's a man-made thing. So that's just some food for thought when you think about, even now, like you're like, okay, it's 2024, but I still feel, and that's okay, because it's still winter. and in the spring, you'll be renewed. So I hope this episode resonated with you. I hope I wasn't just talking some crazy smack here about 2023. Maybe yours was amazing. And if that's the case, disregard. But if you're like me and 2023 was a struggle, I hope this resonated. Thanks for listening.